Joining us by phone now, Larry Weber with Weekend Outdoors. Good morning.
Good morning. Good morning. How you doing?
Very, very well.
I was just looking at the radar here for the forecast, and it looks like you are in a band of light snow forecasted for tonight and tomorrow.
You've made me a very happy woman.
Do you have nothing on the ground right now?
Pretty much nothing on the ground.
Yeah, that sounds like here. Now, last time I spoke about what I call a healthy November, where we get the ground freezing and the lake freezing before we get a snow cover. Otherwise, you end up with the slushy stuff and so forth that just is kind of yucky. Sometimes it lasts the rest of the winter.
Mm-hmm.
Well, I also said that even though November was mild and we didn't have anything frozen at that time, that it could still happen. And Mother Nature has been turning it around for us. And these last 2 days, we're starting to see a little bit more November-ish conditions. And when I was out on the walk on each of these last two mornings, I saw the pond, the swamp, and the lake that I check every morning. They all had ice. And yesterday, the lake had just ice out in the bay. But this morning, as far as I could tell, it was about 90% covered with ice.
Mm.
So that's a switch. I was expecting that the lake was not going to be ice covered until December. But this is very, very welcome. And the ground feels frozen, too, at least in the top of it.
Mm-hmm.
And so put those together, we just may end up with a healthy November after all. We health, as far as precipitation, though, we are not very healthy at all. I think that we are way below normal. We're about an inch below normal for this month, and if you extrapolate throughout the year, it's something like 5 inches below normal, which has been a pattern that's continued for about the last 5, 6, 7 years, so I really shouldn't be surprised about that. Snowfall, all we got was a little inch, and that came way at the beginning of the month. We have really gotten nothing beyond that, and even though there was a forecast this week on Wednesday night that we would get some snow, what amounted to was nothing but flurries, so we have no snow at all on the ground. Now, I've seen a lot of Thanksgivings with no snow, so that is really not that big of a deal. The average temperature for the month looks like it's going to end up probably around 37-something compared to the normal of 28, still way above normal, but not going to be any record setter like it looked like it was going to be. In addition to that, we have other things going on. You may have noticed if you were out last night, we had a beautiful clear night here. You may have noticed the waxing gibbous moon out there. We're headed towards the full moon early next week. December 2 will be the full moon, and December is one of these strange months where we have two full moons. There will be another one on New Year's Eve. Bird movement is still going on. During my walk this morning, I noted a flock of Canada geese going over, and that's with these lakes freezing up. That is no surprise. They tend to hang around as long as they can, but I think they're finally getting nudged on, at least this flock was. During this week, during my walks, I also saw a northern shrike. Now, northern shrikes usually arrive here, late October already. But they're always alone. I've never seen them in a flock, and I've rarely seen them even with another one. So they're hard to pinpoint, and I don't usually see them like the other migrant birds. However, I did see this one. Now, northern shrike is a rather strange bird in a number of ways. It is a songbird. It's classified as a songbird, but it acts like a raptor. And if it comes to the bird feeder, it doesn't come for sunflower seeds. It comes for the other birds that are there. And I've seen that happen a number of times. And this one was out along the road. And when they catch small mammals and birds, they rip them up as well as they can with their hooked beak. But they don't have good talons, so they often impale them on thorns of a plant like hawthorn or sometimes even barbed wire. And then they rip them apart, and for that reason, the bird has become known as the butcher bird. And among many people, it is probably not a favorite bird.
Mm-hmm.
When I was teaching, I had a situation right outside my classroom where right in front of the students, a shrike made a movement to try to catch a chipmunk. Now, a shrike is about the size of a blue jay, and, of course, we know the size of a chipmunk isn't that much smaller.
Mm-hmm.
So it was a very ambitious shrike. It failed in its attempt. And I'm not so sure it could have carried it off, even if it did catch it. In addition to that, I saw two different times, I saw flocks of white-winged crossbills. Now, white-winged crossbills are a bird that you can look hard enough and you can find in northern Minnesota throughout the year. However, we usually associate them more with winter. And some winters, never see them at all, and some winters, they arrive in good numbers, and they stay. Last year, they kept on going further south, and I had people telling me way south of here that they had white-winged crossbills, even down in some states where they normally never get them. But this year, I'm hoping that some of these hang around. We have a good spruce cone crop out there, and that's what they feed on. And they take these weird bills they have where the top and the bottom mandibles cross, and they break open the cone to get out the seeds. And so it's always neat to see those. These were flying across, and they came in and landed near enough where I could get a good look at them. In addition to that, I'm getting a pretty active bird feeder with eight kinds of birds, but it's the night that has really been interesting lately. The flying squirrels have moved in, and I think they're going to be in for a stay now. I see them every night. And last night, as an example, there were four of them hanging around, and they are the most gorgeous critters. They come in after dark, usually. Last night, with sunset right now before 4:30, it's dark pretty early, but by 5:30, they had moved in. And they are sort of social. Now, what I mean by that is they live in their own families. However, they will congregate like this, and they tend to tolerate each other pretty well. Later in the season, when it gets toward mating season in late winter, they will start getting a little bit nastier against each other. But right now, they tolerate each other pretty well, and it's a very, very interesting thing to watch every night. Coyotes have still been calling every night. And that's I don't know what goes on there. I think it's just kind of the family units communicating. The beavers and muskrats have been watching their ponds because, for the most part, this week there was no ice. Well, they started to freeze up now, and so they're going to have to cope with that, and I think it's going to stick with them. The other thing I've noticed, something that has not happened, I have not seen a bear the entire autumn. And usually they come around, and they often are going to be interested in what's on the bird feeders and so forth, but this time, none. And I think what's going on is there's just plenty of food out in the woods. Mm. It's been a great season for berries and fruits. You look around, you still see plenty of berries and fruits. Just this week, I picked apples off of a tree. You know, you don't think of doing it this late in the season, but the tree was just loaded, and the apples still taste good. Lots of crab apples out there, lots of mountain ash and hawthorn. They all had a good crop. Acorns had a good crop. Hazel had good crop. Basswood, all those. So there's plenty of food, and I think that kept the bears at bay. So, well, let's look forward to a beautiful month of December.
Thank you, Larry.
And take care.
All right. Bye-bye.